Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mom of six. Hey, homeschoolers, today's show title is What to Do If Your Child Wants to Go to School. Even if you haven't had a child ask to go to school, you should listen in so you're prepared. I didn't think it would happen to me, and it did. We'll discuss that in a few minutes. But first, if you have a tween daughter, I would love to have you check out my tween daughter's blog, AskElena.com. That's AskElaina.com. She writes about topics of interest to tween girls and will answer your daughter's questions if she can. It's a great learning experience for my daughter. Maybe it will inspire your daughter to write too. It's time for the teaching tip of the week. Today's tip is for how to handle kids with the wiggles. You know what I mean. You're trying to teach and you can't get the kids to sit still. Or you have the opposite problem and you've all been sitting way too long. I recommend the iTunes app Move. I will put the link to it in the show notes for this episode that you can find at homeschoolsanity.com/school. Move will either remind you to do a 1 minute exercise at intervals you set up, or you can use it to randomly select an exercise when you need it. My kids ask to use the Move app. It's a great way to get the blood flowing to little brains and to moms too, so you can focus on school. For example, today we did 25 crunches. If you don't like the exercise the app assigns, just swipe to skip it and choose another. Best of all, this is a free app. If you want more exercise choices, you can pay for an upgrade. Download the app and get moving. This week's organized homeschool challenge is the meal planning challenge. Last week, we cleaned out the pantry by making some recipes to use up those orphaned ingredients. This week, we'll decide what to eat for the next week or even next month so we have time to do what we love best. If you don't have a copy of the Once and For All Meal Plan, I invite you to get it when you subscribe to Psycho with Six. When you read it, you'll understand how to create one meal plan that will work for you and your family, no matter your taste or needs. Now on to this week's challenge. Step number one, list favorite dinners plus one new recipe. To create a workable meal plan, you need a list of meals your family loves that you know you'll actually make. It's no use for me to write down my husband's family lasagna recipe. We love it, but it takes a long time to make, so I save it for special occasions. For this challenge, just write down regular weeknight meals that you like. You can definitely get the whole family involved in this week's challenge. After you have a list of regular favorites, write down or pin on Pinterest one new recipe that you want to try. I've created a form called the What We're Eating form to make this an easy process. All of the helps and the links that I'm going to be discussing for this week's challenge you can find in the show notes for this episode at homeschoolsanity.com/school. What I love is how easy it is to add recipes to plan to eat. If you're like me and don't have a recipe for some of your meals, search for a similar recipe on allrecipes.com. When you find it, you can automatically add the recipe to your plan to eat recipe box, modifying it if necessary before you save it. It's easy with the plan to eat browser extension. But here's the really exciting part. You can also add new recipes you find on Pinterest to your list of recipes on Plan to Eat. Just click the pin to pull up the original recipe and use your browser extension to add it to Plan to Eat. I would love for you to follow my dinner recipes to try board on Pinterest. You might find a recipe you'd like to try too. If you have to manually enter a recipe on Plan to Eat, it's really easy, but you can absolutely do the same with paper. Step number two is list favorite lunches plus one new recipe. Repeat the first process for lunches. I have a lunch recipes to try board on Pinterest as well. Step number three, list favorite breakfasts plus one new recipe. Repeat the first process for breakfasts, remembering not to add time-consuming recipes to your list unless you will really take the time to make them. Of course, I have a breakfast recipes to try board. Step number four, list favorite snacks or desserts plus one new recipe. By now, I bet you're getting the idea. If you have snacks or desserts, list your favorites and find a new recipe to try. If you follow me on Pinterest, you'll see the snack and dessert recipes I pin, and I find some great ones. When you're done with this last step, you will have made great strides toward avoiding the indecision that can keep all of us from getting and staying organized. Now for today's topic. What should you do if your child wants to go to school? I hoped it would never happen to me, but it did. My oldest son, a high school sophomore, and I were sitting in a coffee shop, and he said, "I think I would like to go to school." It was a knife to the heart of a homeschooling mom, right? I wrote about how hard it was for me on my blog, psychowith6.com, but I also wrote about the wonderful lessons I learned from sending him to a public school for his last 2 years. The links to those posts will be in the show notes. My son is now a college sophomore, and all is well, so I'm testimony that we moms can survive. I wanted to address this topic because I have had homeschool moms ask me what to do when a child asks to go to school. First, you should know that I can't possibly tell you what you should do because I don't know you or your child. Even if I did, I wouldn't know the best choice for your child. But I can give you some guidance in making that decision. The most important thing you can do is pray. God knows the best plan for your child. God gave me peace with the decision to send my son to school, but has not given me the same peace with sending my other children at this point. The Lord will never fail to give us his wisdom when we seek it sincerely. He promises us that. Sending my son to school was a bit of an Abraham and Isaac experience for me. I didn't even want to homeschool in the beginning. God had to kind of drag me to it, kicking and screaming. And then once I accepted that call, I absolutely loved it. And I was really astonished that God would then take that away from me in the case of my oldest son. But I had to trust him with not homeschooling every bit as much as I did with homeschooling, and I have been blessed by trusting him. My second suggestion for you is to talk with your spouse. This is a decision that required my husband's guidance, support, and prayer. I was even more at peace with sending our son to school when I saw that my husband also believed it was the right choice. I advise you to lean on your husband, if you are married, to share the decision-making burden. You definitely don't want to feel like it's all up to you. Moms can have parenting blind spots. I interviewed Reb Bradley on that topic. You can find it in the archives. If you are a single homeschooling parent, I advise you to talk with someone who loves you and will give you godly counsel. My third suggestion today is don't decide out of fear. I could talk about all kinds of specific situations when it does or doesn't make sense to send your child to school, but the most powerful suggestion I have for you is to leave fear out of the equation. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. That means not even about potentially sending your child to school. First, remember that this is not an irreversible decision. If it doesn't work out, your child can always return home or vice versa. If the answer to school is not now, you can decide to do it later. Second, while I am in full agreement with the homeschool community about the problems with schools and the value of homeschooling, I recommend that you educate yourself. I had heard horror stories of a homeschooled student having to repeat a grade in school. I was afraid that my child's grades wouldn't be accepted and that he would be grilled by his teachers. It turns out that those fears were unfounded for my specific child in the specific school that he attended. Getting the facts can ease your fears. Do your research. Finally, know that God loves your child even more than you do. If He has planned for your child to continue homeschooling, He will meet your child's academic and social needs at home. In the same way, if He has planned for your child to go to school, He will guide your child to the right experiences and the right people. Our job is to keep praying and loving and teaching. I was surprised that even though my son is now in college, my husband and I are by no means done teaching him. My Periscope viewers also made these suggestions. Brandy of Our Thrifty Home suggests asking your child why he wants to go to school. Then see if there are alternatives to meet your child's need while still homeschooling. Jamie, whose handle is Irish Twins Mama, agrees. She recommends asking your child if there is something she doesn't like about homeschooling and making changes, if possible. Lori of Misoki.com and Elena of FutureHope.com suggest getting your child into church and sports groups and taking field trips with other homeschoolers if lack of friends is an issue. Bella from A Mom Over the Moon recommends avoiding discussing your school decision with people who aren't in favor of homeschooling. Thanks so much to my Periscope viewers for their help. If you'd like to join us live, follow Psycho with Six on Periscope and join the broadcast on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. You can find the show notes for this episode at homeschoolsanity.com/school. Today's action steps are pray, talk with your spouse or another support person, and don't decide out of fear. If you have a homeschool headache you'd like me to address on the show, email me at psychowith6@gmail.com. Next week, we'll talk about how to handle homeschool overwhelm. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.